when Pastor Daniel came to me and suggested that his dear friend, Reverend David Kalker, would be available to preach for us this summer, Daniel shared with me all of that information that's on the insert that's in your addendum today about his amazing career as a minister. But it was the word that Daniel used right at the end that made me know that I wanted to hear what Reverend Kalker had to say. He said, "For so many of us in Sierra Leone, Reverend Kalker has been our mentor." Reflecting a deep and warm and caring relationship in addition to the spiritual and professional growth that took place under his guidance, I decided that I wanted to be mentored by Reverend Kalker too. And I invite you to join in as we receive him today. Reverend Kalker, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you very much, Brother. Good morning, church. God is good, and all the time. I am saying this especially because within the last few weeks, I have experienced God's goodness and greatness in my life. It almost became impossible for me to come after I had accepted this invitation from Daniel. All June, I felt so bad. I had aches and pains all over my body. My back, I could not stand, I could not sit, I could not lie down. I didn't know what to do with myself. My daughter said, "Write to Daniel or call Daniel and tell him you really cannot accept, you cannot honor this invitation." I said, "No. The Lord will do it for me. I will keep praying to him. I'm going to minister to my people. And believe me, God was able to do it. And that's why you can see me here today. And so when I say God is good, I'm saying this out of conviction, out of the belief that indeed he is able to do it. Daniel, I want to thank you for the invitation. For me to come and celebrate with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Daniel Bundema is one of our young ministers in the Sierra Leone Annual Conference that we are counting on to go back and help build our Sierra Leone Annual Conference. And I do hope and pray, and I'm praying very earnestly, Daniel, that you are not tempted to remain in the United States, but that you go back to Sierra Leone and serve our people. Thank you for helping him and for encouraging him, for praying with him as he goes through his ministry, his studies, just to go and continue what he is doing here. I thank my God. I cannot thank him enough for making it possible for me to be here today. And Brother Misner, I want to thank you for inviting me to use your pulpit this morning. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are here to celebrate, to thank God. And as I did send to Daniel, I want to speak on give the gift of encouragement. Let us pray. God of grace and God of glory, We thank you for your love, goodness, and mercy. We thank you for bringing us into this, your sanctuary, this morning. May all we do and say this day be done and said to your honor and glory. Touch my lips as I speak to your people. May your holy name be praised. Amen. In Philemon, verse 7, Paul is saying, I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. When I read this portion of the Bible, I felt I should dwell on that as my theme this morning, my theme being, give the gift of encouragement. Paul is saying that Philemon was able to give encouragement.